Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, scattered thunderstorms possible, a low of 54. Olympia Brown Universalist Church in Racine has become the first church in the city to declare itself a sanctuary support congregation for undocumented immigrants in danger of deportation. At a membership meeting Sunday, the congregation voted overwhelmingly to formally extend a helping hand. The Reverend Tony Larson explains the difference between a sanctuary church and one that merely offers support.
We don't believe we have the space to actually physically provide sanctuary to an undocumented immigrant. Plus, we don't have a shower. But we wanted to be to support undocumented immigrants and who are in danger, of course, of being deported.
That support includes such things as accompanying people to court hearings. Larson says his congregation is also willing to provide assistance to any other church in Racine that would declare itself to be a sanctuary. After a strong first quarter, the sales of existing homes in Wisconsin weakened in April. The Wisconsin Realtors Association indicating the supply of homes for sale is not keeping up with demand. Compared to a year ago, sales in April were up about 9% in Racine County and fell nearly 15% in Kenosha County and 8.3% in Milwaukee County. Median prices increased 16% in Racine County, 12.6% in Kenosha County, and just under 4% in Milwaukee County. For the year to date, Racine County sales increased 6.7%, fell 13.3% in Kenosha County and 9/10 in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose in all three counties, 14.4% in Racine, 11.8% in Kenosha, and 3.7% in Milwaukee. The victim of Friday morning's crash involving a delivery van and a school bus in western Kenosha County has been identified. According to a Sheriff's Department news release, 21-year-old Peter Marsalek of Antioch died in the crash on Highway C when the van he was driving slammed into the rear of the bus, which had just picked up a student. Four students on the bus suffered minor injuries. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. A nonprofit based in the city of Racine is expanding its reach to help others power their homes and businesses with solar energy. Greening Greater Racine last year laying the groundwork to enable 18 homeowners to participate in a money-saving pool buy with a single contractor. A group purchase of the solar panels, according to the organizer, Tom Rutkowski, meant an almost 20% savings on each installation. And this year, they're trying to organize a group buy for all of Racine County and Kenosha County.
There are many benefits to solar. We, as a society, we don't quite know how to put a price on the environmental benefits, and health benefits as well. So I would say that there are good financial incentives to do so, but there are also incentives related to public health and the environment. I would also say that almost all of the new generating capacity in the United States has been renewable energy, either wind or solar. And so we're just trying to do our part to help Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin, join that momentum.
An informational meeting for anyone interested in learning more about solar energy will be held at Kenosha's Bradford Community Unitarian Church on 8th Avenue this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Another session will be held May 30th in Racine at the Cesar Chavez Community Center on Douglas Avenue. Rutkowski notes that for homeowners, solar panel systems can pay for themselves in about 7 years. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee meets at 5:30 in closed session in the conference room behind the board chambers in the lower level of the Ives Grove office complex on a pair of high-profile items. The ongoing negotiations with Illinois-based Altitude Health Services to purchase the Ridgewood Care Center for about $10 million. Talks with Altitude started on the heels of failed negotiations with Villa Healthcare. And continued discussions with the City of Burlington about the Knights of Columbus building and its potential for the new Western Racine County Services Building site. The current facility will be torn down either late this year or in early 2018. The drive around the Milwaukee County Zoo interchange will get easier this week. The Department of Transportation is reopening the ramp from eastbound I-94 to northbound I-41 and the ramp from southbound I-41 to eastbound 94. The entire zoo interchange reconstruction is due to be complete in the summer of 2018. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.